A loud splash echoed through the cavern, and Ben knew he was too late. He came around with his lightsaber in both hands, at middle guard between him and Vistara. She had finally taken her own weapon in hand and stood prepared to defend herself, but she still appeared more puzzled than ready. A couple of meters to their side, Ben was vaguely aware of his own father diving toward the far side of the cavern and the delicate clinkle of Gavar Kai's shikar shattering on the stone floor behind him. Vistara tensed to spring, confused no longer. Ben sprang forward, swinging his lightsaber at her forward knee. She ignited her own blade and flipped it down to block. Then a hardness came to her eyes, and her parang began to rise from its sheath. Ben was already snapping his hips around, launching a vicious roundhouse kick at her sore shoulder. Out of my way! The blow caught her high on the arm, driving her injured shoulder up toward her head. There was a loud pop, and Vistara staggered away, one arm hanging limp. Ben stepped to the edge of the pool, and below its surface, saw Talon's dark-robed figure swimming underwater toward the far end. Ben stepped after him, gathering himself to dive. Ben, no! His father force-shoved him back. Take. The order vanished beneath a deafening crackle, and suddenly, the blinding blue flicker of force lightning filled the grotto. Ben pulled his blaster with his free hand and traced the dancing forks to their source on the far side of the pool, where Gavar Kai crouched on the stone floor, spraying bolts at Luke. Ben squeezed his blaster trigger half a dozen times and saw Kai slam into the cavern wall with smoke rising from his robes and armor. He sensed danger, turned to his side, and saw Vistara flying at him, her blade weaving baskets of crimson light as she whirled it through an attack pattern. Ben turned the blaster on her, then had to ignite his own blade to deflect the bolt she had sent flying back toward his head. They met half a heartbeat later, the power of Vistara's attack driving his guard down despite her injury and smaller size. He dropped flat on his back, then aimed his blaster up behind her guard and squeezed off three quick bolts. She threw her chin back, and that was all the opening Ben needed to spring up and land a force-enhanced elbow strike to her solar plexus. Vistara went flying back and slammed Talon in the flank as he came leaping out of the water. The pair cartwheeled sideways, the High Lord filling the air with curses until they slammed into a wall. Talon rose to his knees. Then Ben saw a fist rise and fall, and Vistara groaned in pain. Luke was on the pair instantly, his lightsaber droning and sparking as he pounded at Talon's defenses. Determined to finish the High Lord while they had the advantage, Ben rushed to join his father. On the other side of the pool, Gavar Kai's dark figure struggled up and limped toward the fight. For an instant, Ben wondered whether he had seen Talon strike Vistara, and whether a father's anger might be enough to turn a Sith against his lord. Then Kai's parang floated from its sheath and came spinning across the pool toward Ben. He brought his lightsaber around to block and only managed to slice the glass weapon in two. The hilt went tumbling away and shattered against a wall, but Kai still held the blade in his force control, and it came swinging back toward Ben. He tried to twist away and felt the broken shard push between his ribs. His flank erupted in fiery pain, and his breath left him in anguished gasp. Knowing what was coming next, Ben whirled to face Kai and found his lightsaber slicing through empty air as Kai leapt toward his father and Talon. Ben dropped his blaster and extended his hand, intending to force slam Kai into the grotto wall. The Sith countered with a force shove of his own, hurling Ben back toward the grotto entrance.
Dad!
Ben's voice was a raspy croak.
Behind you!
He should have known better than to worry. As Kai ignited his lightsaber, Luke was already ducking and reaching up to grab a passing ankle. With a quick circular jerk, he brought Kai smashing down on Talon and Vistara. Then he rolled his blade around, brought it down, and sent a Sith forearm sliding across the grotto floor. Whom it had belonged to, Ben could not tell. In the next instant, his father was riding a bolt of force lightning into the grotto wall beside him. Ben ignited his lightsaber and shoved the blade into the crackling energy, disrupting the current and freeing his father.
Dad!
The question came to an anguished end as the glass lodged in Ben's side grated against his ribs. Being careful to grab it by the dull side, he reached over and jerked out the shard.
Dad, are you?
Go! Ben felt his father's hand on his shoulder, shoving him toward the exit. Fast! Ben obeyed instantly, his chest filling with fire as he dashed for the exit. His father was only 2 steps behind him, but once they had cleared the mouth of the grotto, Luke stopped and reignited his lightsaber. Thinking the Sith were in hot pursuit, Ben turned to fight and found his father hacking at one of the pillars beneath the entrance's massive lintel.
Dad, wait!
Go! Luke hacked another chunk from the column. Hurry! Ben made no move to obey.
But the star is in there.
The act of speaking filled his chest with fire, and he couldn't get air, but he forced himself to continue.
Talon was beating.
She'll survive. The column snapped with a bang, like a sonic boom, and one end of the lintel dropped, filling the entrance with rubble and dust. Luke whirled, cleaving through the opposite column with a single stroke, then continued around and started toward Ben. You, I'm not so sure about.